إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. أما بعد، then today inshallah, in this short session that we have before us, it is a reminder and an encouragement for our sisters with regard to holding to the haqq, holding to the sunnah, holding to the way of the Salaf al-Salih, holding to the way of the earlier generations of al-Islam, and not straying away from that. We find, my sisters, year after year, and nearly, you know, we are close to 2.5 decades, if not close to 3 decades, since this Da'watul Salafiyya has become established in this land. And even in our efforts in the da'wah over the last 20 to 25 years, we have found year in and year out the way that some of our sisters, even though it is not exclusive to the women folk, how they approach the aspect of Salafiyya. And it is true to say that with some of our sisters, and it is unfortunate, that if they are in an association and in company of women who are upon the truth and upon Salafiyya, then they will remain upon the truth and they will remain upon Salafiyya. If they marry a man who is Salafi, upon the way of the people of Sunnah, upon the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then for so long as they are married to him, they will remain with him upon the truth. If they depart from him for whatever reason, then they will leave the truth and follow the religion of the next man that they marry. Or if they remain with the man who is upon the sunnah, and if he goes astray, they go astray with him. So if he is tablighi, the wife is tablighi. If he is salafi, the wife is salafi. If he is hanafi, the wife becomes hanafi. If he becomes ikhwani, the wife becomes ikhwani. This is not the way of the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The way of the sunnah of Allah's Messenger, and rather the sunan, and the sunnah of the rusul and the anbiya that came before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that they would hold on to the truth regardless. Look at the case with Asiya radiallahu anha, the wife of Fir'aun, that she took the da'wah from Musa alayhi salam, and she entered into Islam wholeheartedly, worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as she was commanded to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regardless of whether her husband was the most tyrannical, the most despicable, the most arrogant man that was walking upon the earth at that time. Regardless of that, she held on to the truth. Even when he tortured her, and he beat her, and he threatened her with death, and eventually killed her, she remained upon the truth. When he laid her out in the open sun, and she drove stakes and nails into her shoulders, into her arms, and into her legs, and he left her out in the heat of the baking sun, bleeding, all she did was that she said, "Oh my Lord, oh my Lord, make for me a house in Jannah with yourself. Make me for a house in Jannah, close to you. And protect me and save me from Fir'aun." This is the way of the righteous woman. and the believing woman. The believing woman holds on to the truth irregardless of what is happening around her. She takes her example from the righteous women of the Salaf and the righteous women throughout the history of mankind. Through times of difficulty and oppression and transgression, that they hold on to the truth because they know that the haqq and the truth is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They recognize the fact that when Abdullah bin Mas'ud said, خَطَّى لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَطَّى, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he drew for us a line. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ, this is the path of Allah. Then he drew lines to the right and he drew lines to the left and he said, هَذِهِ سُبُلُ الْمُتَفَرِّقَ أَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ شَيْطَانٍ يَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ. Upon the head of each one of those other lines, these divergent paths, there is a devil at the head of each one of them, calling to it. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the words of Allah, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, and this is my straight path, so follow it. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبَلْ, and do not follow the other paths. فَاتَّفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ, for indeed they will separate you away from Allah's straight path. The path of the haqq and the path of truth and the path of sunnah is one. Upon you, my sisters, to hold on to it. For if you were to hold on to it, my sisters, irregardless of what is happening, irregardless of what your husband is upon, or what your friends are upon, or what your family is upon, or what society is upon, that is the path to Jannah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, that those who say that our Lord is Allah, then they remain steadfast, upright. تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, upon them descend the angels at the time of death. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, do not fear and do not grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ, and receive glad tidings of Jannah. That Jannah that you have been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, and we the angels have been your friends in the life of this world. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and likewise in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, and in Jannah you shall receive that which your inner self desires. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, and in that Jannah you will get whatever you ask for. For whom? For whom does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise all of this? For those who believe in Allah, then they are steadfast, having istiqamah. What do we mean by istiqamah? What do we mean that they are steadfast and upright? It means that they follow the Siratul Mustaqim. They follow that straight path. The Siratul Mustaqim, that path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the righteous and the pious, that Allah has blessed them to follow that path. Those individuals are the ones who are like the likes of the wife of Fir'aun, the one who was tortured, the one who was beaten, the one who had iron nails driven through her arms and through her legs. And when she was looking into the sky, and she said, oh Allah, make for me a house in Jannah with yourself, and protect me from Fir'aun. Then the angels, they came to her, and they shaded her with their wings. And they pointed and they opened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the heavens so that she could see through the heavens that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had built for her a house in Jannah. This is the istiqamah. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not tried us, walillahil hamd. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not tried us with what He tried her with. Radiallahu anha. Allah did not try us with what He tried her with. Yet we fall short. Or some of our women folk, they fall short with trials that are minuscule compared to what she went through. So where is your istiqamah? Where is your steadfastness, my sisters? Where is that fulfillment of that ayah? سَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ That upon them the angels descend. When do the angels descend? The angels descend at the point of death. Upon whom? Upon these individuals. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا Those who say that our Lord is Allah, like the wife of Fir'aun. My Lord is Allah. She knew that her Lord is Allah, even though her husband was saying, أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى I am your Lord, the Most High. She said, no. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ Our Lord is Allah. He is the one that we worship. He is the one that we obey. He is the one that we are submissive to. He is the one that we humble ourselves before. He is the one that we prostrate to. He is the one that we obey. He is the one that we do not transgress against his rights. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا This is the meaning of الْاسْتِقَامَةِ That thereafter you remain strong, firm, like a mountain pegged into the earth. Earthquakes will come and go, but the mountain will remain standing. Tornadoes, wind and rain and snow will come. Everything will come, but that mountain will remain steadfast. Upon them, the angels, when they descend at the point of death, and the person is in a state of fear, and the pangs of death are upon them. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La ilaha illallah. Indeed, death is painful. Death is painful. It is a time when they fear. What have I put forth? What is going to happen? What am I leaving behind? When the woman, she says to herself, my children, my husband, my family, all of this I'm leaving behind. So she has this hazina or this sadness, and she fears, what's going to happen to me? What's going to happen in my grave? How am I going to answer? What good deeds have I done? Have I done enough? What do the angels they say? The angels say, Allah takhafu. They say, do not fear. The angels, they inform her, do not fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا And do not be sad. Do not fear. For indeed, as the ulama, they have said in the tafsir of this ayah, do not fear. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for you an abode of Jannah because of the good that you did in this earth. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا And do not grieve. Do not grieve for that which you have left behind. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of your children and your family and that which you have left behind. Istiqamah. Look at the fruit of istiqamah, the fruits of istiqamah. Remaining steadfast. أَدُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدْ Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hold on to the sunnah with your mawla teeth. This is what is required, especially in the times that we live. Following the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they were tried with punishment. When the mushrikeen used to punish them and torture them and kill them and starve them and boycott them. Look what they did to Sumayya radiallahu anha. When likewise, they put her out in the open desert. 1,000 or more years after Musa alayhi salam. What Fir'aun did to his wife. Then in the time of Sumayya the mushrikeen. Similarly, they took Sumayya radiallahu anha. The first martyr in Islam. When they took her out, those mushrikeen, out into the open desert. Why? Because she was poor, miskina. no tribe to look after her, no one to protect her, except for her immediate family, and they were weak. And they were weak. So they took her out into the open desert. And they beat her. And they made her burn under the heat of the sun of the desert. Yet she would not abandon her deen. She would not leave off her religion. She would not concede to what they commanded her to do. And they got so frustrated with her that they heated up a spear and they forced it into her abdomen up until she died, radiallahu anha. Istiqama. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not put you through those trials. Yet, in the ease that Allah has given us, in the ease that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, He has shown you the truth. He has shown you the straight path. He has shown you the way of the Prophet. He has shown you Salafiyya. He has guided you towards the ulama. He has shown you the jama'ah, meaning the people of truth. He has shown you. Yet still you are finding it hard. Yet still you resist. Yet still you try to get away. Like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that my similitude is like the similitude of a man who has built a fire, who has kindled a fire. And then the moths and the insects, they head towards the fire. Just like the moth in the light, when the moth heads towards the light. So when you light, when the Prophet ﷺ said that my similitude is like the one who has kindled a fire, and then all of the moths, they head towards the light of the fire, destroying themselves in the fire. So I am trying to hold you back by pulling you from your waist, by pulling you away from the fire, but you are getting the better of me. But you are getting the better of me. Allah has shown you the truth, my sisters. Allah has shown you the way of the Messenger of Allah. Has shown you the way of the Sunnah. Has informed you that if you have istiqamah and you believe in Allah and you worship Allah and you obey Allah, then you have nothing to fear. Allah will give you the glad tidings and those angels will come. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ And they will come to you when you are dying. They will come to you when your soul is leaving your body. They will come to you in that time of fear and grief and sadness. And the angels will say to you, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ Receive the glad tidings of Jannah, the Jannah that you have been promised. Why? Because you were good, my sisters. Because you followed the Sunnah. You did not follow the desires of other people. You did not follow their whims and their practices and their culture and their customs. You weren't deceived by the life of this world. You weren't deceived by that, my sisters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you this glad tiding at the time when you need comfort more than you've ever needed before. At that time when you need your Lord, when you know that there is nothing to protect you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah sends you those angels. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Then the angels will descend upon that person at that time. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا Don't fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Imagine receiving those words from the angels at that time of death. At that time, what would that do to the heart of the believer? And then not only that, the angels say, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ And receive the glad tidings of Jannah. At that time when you are lonely, your family cannot help you. Your children cannot help you. Your wealth cannot help you. Your house and your property cannot help you. Your mother and father cannot help you. At that time of despair and grief and fear, the angels say, Abshiru bil Jannah. Receive glad tidings of Jannah. The Jannah that you have been promised. Why? Because you were righteous. You weren't involved in shirk. You didn't care about anything except the worship and the obedience to Allah. You followed the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You fled from bid'ah and the false practices of the Sufis and the Rafida. Then Yawmul Qiyamah, my sisters, imagine when you are naked, uncircumcised, on that day of terror and heat, on that day when there is no one to help you except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then on that day, you see a lake, a reservoir, and you rush towards it because you are thirsty, and you are suffering, and you know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam is standing by that reservoir, by that lake. On the side of the lake that you see vessels and jugs made out of gold and silver as they are numerous, as they are stars in the sky. So then you race towards that just like everybody else. Then you see people being pushed away. People who are in terror. People who don't know what's going on. Like moths that are scattered. And then the angels are driving them away, pushing them away. The Messenger of Allah calls out, Ummati, Ummati, my Ummah, my Ummah. The angels are then informing the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wassalam, you do not know, O Muhammad, what they innovated, what bid'ah they did after you. And then you look towards yourself, my sister, and you ask yourself, was I in bid'ah? Did I do bid'ah? Was I amongst them? Where was I? Was I with the people of sunnah? Was I with the people of bid'ah? Am I going to come close to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Am I going to be able to drink from the lake? Will he intercede for me on this day? So as the people are being pushed away, you are allowed to go through. You are in front of Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. With the Nabi of Allah. Why? Because you are upon the sunnah. You lower your head and you drink from that lake, taking the vessel. You drink from that water that is pure, sweeter than honey, whiter than milk, and you never become thirsty again. You feel comfort because you were allowed through whilst millions were turned away. Oceans of people were turned away because of their innovations. Imam Al-Qurtubi rahimahullahu ta'ala mentioned that those that will be prevented from the lake of Allah's Messenger Yawm Al-Qiyamah, they are the Khawarij, they are the Mu'tazila, they are the Rafida. These are those people, the people of Bid'ah, the Jahmiyyah and other than them. So now you understand why it is important, my sisters, to hold on tenaciously to the truth with your molar teeth. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ سَيَرَى إِخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. Whomsoever from amongst you lives for long will see a great amount of differing. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا عَرَفْتُمْ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. So binding upon you is my sunnah. Meaning binding upon you is my path, my way, my tariqah. وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءَ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. And likewise the sunnah of the rightly guided successors after me, the Khulafa al-Rashideen. أَدُّوا عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدِ. And hold on to their way. Hold on to the sunnah. My sunnah and the sunnah of my companions. Hold on to that. بِالنَّوَاجِدِ. Look at the choice of the words of our Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was inspired by Allah, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Who never spoke from his desires. Hold on to it with your molar teeth. Your jaws at the back of your mouth. When you hold on to something with your molar teeth, you don't let go. He didn't say the front teeth, he said the molar teeth. Hold on to it, my sisters, with dear life. Because at the time of death, it will benefit you. Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will benefit you. Yawm al-Qiyamah, it will gain you entry into Jannah. Not the way of the Sufis. Not the way of the grave worshippers. Not the way of Jamaat al-Tabligh. Not the way of Ikhwan al-Muslimin. Not the way of Hizb al-Tahrir. Not the way of all of these groups of politics and bid'ah and misguidance. Not the way of the grave worshippers. Not the way of those who write the ta'weez for you. Not the way of those who wear amulets. Not the way of those who believe in good luck charms. Not the way of those who go out for 40 days upon their bid'ah. Not the way of those who build graves inside their masjid. Not the way of those who build mausoleums and domes over their graves. Not the way of those who plant flowers at the graves of their beloved. No. But the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the point of death, then you'll be glad that you are upon the sunnah and salafiyyah. Don't be Salafi just merely because you are married to a Salafi. So that when he goes astray, you go astray. And if he is guided, you are guided. Sunnah. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار. The first and foremost to believe. From the Muhajirun and from the Ansar. Sahaba. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ. And then those who follow them precisely. Who have you been commanded to follow? Sahaba. They are the ones because they were the first and foremost. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Him. وَأَعَدَّ اللَّهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised them. وَأَعَدَّ. That Allah promised them. جَنَّاتٍ. Gardens of Jannah. Gardens of paradise. تَجْرِي تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Under which rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. And they will remain therein forever. أَبَدًا. Meaning ever, for an eternity they will not come out. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. And that is the supreme success. Who are they, my sisters? They are those individuals, as Aisha radiallahu anha said. قَالَتْ سَأَلَ رَجُلٌ النَّبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَيُّ النَّاسِ خَيْرٌ. Which of mankind are the best? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-qarnu alladhi ana fihi." He said, "The generation that I am living in, that is the best of mankind." Thumma thani, then the second generation. Thumma thalith, then the third generation, as in the hadith in Sahih Muslim. In a narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when they asked him, "Ayyu nasin khairun?" Which of mankind are the best? He said, "Ana, I am the best." وَالَّذِينَ مَعِي. And those who are with me. Meaning in this generation. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ عَلَى الْأَثَرِ. And those who follow their athar. Those who follow their path. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ عَلَى الْأَثَرِ. Then those who follow their path. This is our way, my sisters. This is the way of Abu Hanifa. This is the way of Imam Malik. This is the way of Imam Shafi'i. This is the way of Ahmad ibn Hanbal. This is why you find those beautiful, tremendous statements from those great imams. When Imam Abu Hanifa, he said, when a hadith is found to be sahih, that is my madhab. So what's the madhab of Abu Hanifa? The authentic hadith. As Ibn Abidin said, and collected from Abu Hanifa in his Al-Hashiyah. Ibn Abdul Barr, and likewise Ibn Qayyim, they said, a narration that is authentic upon Abu Hanifa. Abu Hanifa said, it is not permitted for anyone to accept our view if they do not know where we got it from. Hadith. Don't follow our view unless you know where we got it from. This was the way of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the Imam who died in the year 150 after the Hijrah. Likewise, Imam Malik ibn Anas rahimahullah, who died in the year 179, He said, truly I am a human being just like you. I make mistakes sometimes, and I'm correct sometimes. Therefore, look into my opinions. All that agrees with the book and the sunnah, then accept it. And all that does not agree with the book and the sunnah, then ignore it. Subhanallah. As Ibn Abdul Barr mentioned from him in Jami Bayan al-Ilm. This was the way of the Salaf of this Ummah. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullahu ta'ala. He said, if you find, he said, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they reach us, as well as some of them escaping from us. So whenever I voice my opinion, or I formulate a principle, which is contrary, and my view is something contrary to that which is upon the sunnah of Allah's Messenger, or the hadith of Allah's Messenger, then the correct view is the sunnah. And if that is what the Messenger was upon, then that is my view also. This is the way of the Salaf of this Ummah. Holding fast, sticking to the haq, not swaying, not moving my sisters, not Salafi by association, even though there is some haq to that, that we keep companionship with the Salafis, with the people of Sunnah. These are the people that we stick to. The people of Sunnah, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalili." That a man or a person is upon the religion of his close companion. So look to whom you take your companion. Who is it that you have taken as your companion, my sister? When you get married, you marry a man of Sunnah and Salafiyya. It is not permissible. But it is haram to marry an innovator. Haram. Is that bold? What I've said, is that too bold? This is the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where do we extract it from? From the hadith of Allah's Messenger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the curse of Allah is upon the innovator. So now you're going to marry someone who is cursed? Curse of Allah upon the innovator. And upon the one who accommodates him, the one who protects him, the one who looks after him, the one who feeds him, the one who gives him wealth, the one who gives him an open platform to call the people to misguidance. The curse of Allah, the hadith in Bukhari. The curse of Allah upon the innovator. And the one who accommodates the innovator. And the curse of the angel and the curse of mankind, ajma'in. You're going to marry a man like this? And then you say, no problem, when I marry him, I'll bring him to the masjid. Then I'll bring him to the masjid. La! The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a woman, she is married for four reasons. For her beauty, for her lineage, for her wealth, or for her religion. Marry the one with the religion and you'll be successful. Which religion does the innovator have? The grave worshipper have? The Braille we have, the Naqshbandi have, the Chisti have, the Tablighi. What religion does the Tablighi have? Except for a religion that is based upon hawa, upon desires and whims and innovation and misguidance and dreams. What religion do they have? What religion do the Naqshbandiya have? What religion do they have? A religion of calling upon the dead in their graves and dead animals? Is this their religion? You're going to marry a man like this? Don't worry, brother. I'll bring him to Sunnah. Prophet ﷺ said, marry the one upon the religion. Not marry the innovator and then bring him. Marry the one with the religion and you'll be successful. So the Sahaba used to go out seeking righteous women. The righteous women from the Sahaba, that they would marry righteous men. They would go to the Messenger of Allah, seek his advice. Ya Rasulullah, such and such is proposed, such and such is proposed, such and such is proposed. Ya Rasulullah, advise me. Why? What do they want from the Messenger of Allah? They want from him nasiha. They want to know from him who's the best of them. All of the Sahaba were excellent. But the women, they wanted the best of the Sahaba. My sisters, in our times we have no Sahaba. But we have people who try to emulate them. So why do you have to scrape the bottom of the barrel? When you, my sisters, you can reach. You can reach for the best of Ahlul Sunnah. For your daughters, for yourselves, for your sisters. Marry the one with the religion and you'll be successful. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's why you find those words of the Salaf of this Ummah, the likes of Ahmad ibn Hanbal. When he said, لا تقلدوني. Don't blindly follow me. ولا شافعي. And likewise, don't blindly follow Shafi'i. ولا الثوري ولا أوزائي. And don't blindly follow الثوري nor أوزائي. But rather take from where they took. This is what puts that love in our hearts for those scholars. Because those scholars were not in it for themselves, for their own authority or leadership or status or fame or shuhra. They called to the deen of Allah sincerely, truthfully. Where are those people in our times? In the West, you don't find them except a handful. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has still preserved ulama in the dunya today. The likes of Shaykh Al-Fawzan, the likes of Al-Luhaydan, the likes of Shaykh Zayd Al-Madkhali, Rabi bin Hadi, Ubaid Al-Jabari, Muhammad ibn Hadi. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserved for us scholars. Those scholars are considered in our eyes to be the Jama'ah. As Abdullah ibn Mubarak said when he was asked the question, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, who died in the year 181 after the Hijrah, some of the people that came to him and they said to him, Manil Jama'ah? Who is the Jama'ah? Meaning, who are the people of truth in our times? Who are the people of truth? This is within 100 years of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the death of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Within 100 years of the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are asking Abdullah ibn Mubarak, who are the people of truth? Who is the Jama'ah? Manil Jama'ah? What did he say? He said, Abu Bakr and Umar. They are the Jama'ah. So the people said, قَدْ مَاتْ Abu Bakr and Umar. Abu Bakr and Umar are dead. He said, then it is so and so and so and so. They said, قَدْ مَاتْ Fulan wa Fulan. So and so are dead. They want to know who is the Jama'ah now, who is alive that we can go to. Who are the people of truth? He said, in that case, the Jama'ah, Abu Hamza al-Sukkari, al-Khurasani. He mentioned one of the great scholars of his era from Khurasan, from the borders of Iran and Afghanistan in that era. They are, he is the Jama'ah. So who is the Jama'ah today, my sisters, that you should associate yourselves with and cling to? But clinging to the truth, because of the truth that they're upon. Who are they? It is those very scholars that I've just mentioned. Salih al-Fawzan, Salih al-Luhaydan, Rabi bin Hadi al-Madkhali, Zayd al-Madkhali, Ubaid bin Abdullah al-Jabari, Muhammad ibn Hadi al-Madkhali, Abdullah bin Abdul Rahim al-Bukhari, Ali Nasr al-Faqihi, Ulama of the Sunnah, Ulama of Tamyiz, establishing the Haqq. Know them. Acquaint yourselves with them. Acquaint your children with them. These are the people of Sunnah. Then those who ally themselves with them. Those who cling to them. Because of the haqq that they carry. Hold on to the truth, my sisters. Hold on to the Sunnah. Hold on to the truth. Just as Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he said, أصول سنتي عندنا التمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاقتداء بهم. Ahmad bin Hanbal, the foundations of the Sunnah with us is that which the Sahaba, is to hold fast to that which the Sahaba of Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon, and to follow them, and to take them as a model and an example to be followed. These are the people of Sunnah. And the people of Sunnah in our times are small. So you, my sisters, are bound. And you are obligated to stick to the truth in a time when the people of Sunnah are few. Imam Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullahu ta'ala, who died in the year 161 after the Hijrah, he said, إِذَا بَلَغَكَ أَنْ رَجُلٍ بِالْمَشْرِقِ صَاحِبُ السُنَّةِ. He said, if you reach a man from the east who's a person of Sunnah, وآخر بالمغربي, and there's another one in the west, he said, then convey to him or convey to them my salam, or convey to them the salam, and make dua for them. For indeed Ahlu Sunnati wal Jama'ah are few in number. And that was in that time. My sisters, do not tolerate people speaking ill of our ulama. Sheikh Rabi', Sheikh Ubaid, Sheikh Al-Fawzan, Sheikh Zayd, Sheikh Abdullah Bukhari, Sheikh Muhammad ibn... Don't allow people to be speaking ill of them in your company and you remain silent. Do you not fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you? That the people of truth and the jama'ah are being spoken ill of? Do not allow people to speak ill of the Salafiyun of this land. The Salafiyun in every place, do not allow them to be insulted and abused. Do not sit with those individuals who speak ill of Ahlul Sunnah. Why? Because they are people of bid'ah. Where will you be Yawm al-Qiyamah when the angels are driving them away from the hold of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And you are hoping, with all of your hope, with dear life, you are hoping that you are not from those who are driven away. And then you think to yourselves, the people of Sunnah were being cursed and I did not stop it. The Salafis were being attacked and I did not stop it. I was listening to the people of Bid'ah, those about whom the Messenger of Allah said, the curse of Allah is upon the innovators. Rather, I was defending them. Are those angels going to come to me and prevent me? I need to drink. I am thirsty. I need to drink. Will those angels prevent me now? I was from those people who used to speak against the people of Sunnah. When they were being cursed, I allowed them to be cursed. When they were being reviled and insulted, I was there listening. I did not adhere to the Sunnah as I should have adhered to the Sunnah. Are those angels going to turn me away? I'm thirsty. I'm in terror. I need my Lord. Are they going to turn me away? Where's your istiqamah, my sisters, now? Put yourselves in that situation. Put yourselves in your grave. Shrouded. In your graves. Dark. Cold. Who's going to help you now? Are those angels there now for you? Did those angels give you the glad tidings? Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Do not fear and do not grieve. Was I given that? Am I worthy of that glad tiding? Because I was the one who said, that I was the ones who said, from them who said, Rabbuna Allah thum, and then thumma istaqamu. Then they were steadfast. Was I from them? And then those angels, they say, Nahnu awliya, that we were your awliya, we were your allies and your friends and your protectors in the life of this world. And likewise in the hereafter, am I from them? وَأَبْشِرُ بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. This is where the sunnah takes you. Not bid'ah. You have a masjid here. And you have marakis up and down the country. 20 years ago, we had nothing. In this land, we had nothing. Not a single Salafi masjid. All we had was those ikhwanis claiming to be Ahlul Hadith. 20 years ago, not a single masjid. Maybe a handful of Salafis in the big major cities. But maybe 15, 20 in Birmingham. maybe 15 or 20 in London, East London. A handful here, a handful there. Bas. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their efforts and because of the sincerity of a group of individuals, and I don't say that I am from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me from them, and I hope that I am from them. But when a group of individuals stood up upon istiqamah, and they stood firm for this deen, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His blessings and from His grace and from His mercy, that 20 years later, in almost every major city, we have a Salafi masjid and a markaz. However miskeen it may be, however poorly funded it may be, we have thousands and thousands and thousands of Salafis up and down the country now. So where are you with regard to that, my sisters? Are you with them or are you against them? Or are you like that fly that jumps from one plate, takes a bit, then jumps onto another plate, then takes another bit from there? Do not make your religion, my sisters, like the religion of the fly. The fly that takes a drop of food here and a drop of food there. Be settled that you are with the people of truth, inshallah. Be settled that you are with Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah, with the Salafiyun, with Masjid al-Salafi, and the rest of the Marakiz, Al-Athariya in East London, Al-Basira, or Masjid al-Sunnah in Bradford, Al-Basira. And the rest of the Marakiz and Masajid up and down the country, in Stoke, in Manchester, in Bradford, in West London, in East London. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this dawah. Why would you want to die upon anything other than that? What answer are you going to give to your Lord? How are you going to be in your grave? Man Rabbuk? Who is your Lord? Ma Deenuk? Man Nabiyuk? Who is your Lord? What is your religion? Who was your prophet? Were you a person, my sisters, Yawm al-Qiyamah, when you are standing? How are you going to face your Lord when you were not with the people of Sunnah? Are you going to be standing with the likes of Sufyan al-Thawri and Ahmed bin Hanbal, Malik ibn Anas, Imam al-Shafi'i, Ibn Taymiyyah, who are inshallah Ahlul Haqq, Yawm al-Qiyamah, as they were in this world? Who are you going to be standing with? The Mubtadi'ah, Jahm bin Safwan, Sayyid Qutb, innovators, callers to misguidance, Bin Laden and those people, Muhammad Ilyas, the founder of Jamaat al-Tabligh, Bahauddin Naqshband, from the founder of the Naqshbandi movement, Ahmed Raza Barelwi. Where are you going to be standing with these enemies of Allah and these callers to misguidance? Or with those, the likes of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ibn Abbas and Ibn Mas'ud and Aisha and Salama and Habiba and Hafsa and Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, the righteous? Who are you going to be standing with Yawm al-Qiyamah? You think that this is just an affair of this dunya? That these are just brothers against brothers and masjid against masjid? This is a war between Haqq and Batil. Ahlul Sunnah are establishing a Furqan of the Kitab and the Sunnah, the criterion to distinguish between truth and falsehood, so the people of truth can be distinguished from the people of falsehood, just as Allah will distinguish them Yawm al-Qiyamah. So be with the people of truth, my sisters. Cling to it with dear life. And don't flinch. Don't flinch. Don't be coward. Don't be made to feel weak. You are strong. Ahlul Sunnah are strong. Why? Because our knowledge is strong, inshallah. Our iman is strong, inshallah. Or we strive to make it strong at least. Because we obey our Lord and we follow our Messenger Muhammad, alayhi salatu wassalam, and we are upon the way of the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us our sins and forgive us our shortcomings. Accept our repentance and shower us with His mercy and enter us into the gardens of paradise under which rivers flow, and guide us to the haqq, ourselves and our children and our families. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.